This was a record of alien races by the Russian secret services. It was only to be used by their agents, and had recommendations on how to behave in case of alien encounters. It also mentioned that they were not to talk about it, including intimidating threats. It took me a while to realize what had just happened. Someone, somewhere, was giving me a hint. It took all of my courage to read it, and then I safely hid the document. Even the object by itself was frightening, because of the mysterious circumstances of its delivery. Through my regular contacts with Thoran, he denied having anything to do with it, and he said it surely came from someone wanting to help anonymously. Days, weeks, passed, and I finally accepted not to question any more. I told my friend Elizo at the time, who replied to me, "You should write a book." The process of getting used to the idea of publicly revealing what had happened took me a long time, but I eventually started to write. I began with my personal abduction story, and in the meantime, through my communications and encounters with Thoran, he was telling me about his work. This included the work of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the different races involved, where he was coming from, as well as the history of his race, ship navigation, and an amazing amount of other details. One day, I asked him if the information compiled in that document I had received was correct, and we found that the text was correct but the associated pictures weren't always. We did this research using this great ability that we share. We are able to look through each other's eyes. I was taking notes from what he was telling me, and it became an entertaining appointment, until the day the tone changed when Thoran received the visit of a Pleiadian official from a higher hierarchy, Koron. Koron was a light being assigned to oversee our work. The process was made official, and suddenly, it became authorized disclosure. We were writing a real book. What follows is a repertoire of the alien races involved with our planet in one way or another. I also include a description of the main organizations, empires and alliances rocking this galaxy, illustrated by me. We categorized our work by location to make it easier to visualize, sorted the races by constellations as we know them on Earth, and then the name of the star system followed by the name of the race, all in alphabetical order. This work is based on the material from the anonymous document I received, which is really a tiny part of it, and the result of the intensive work of channeling Thoran, and partially Koron. I did not edit their words, leaving them as they spoke, and I can honestly say that Thoran is by far the main author of what follows. Halfway through our collaboration, events on Earth went wild and Thoran became less available because of his duties, so Koron took over the channeling of data for a while. Near the end, something scary happened. My computer suddenly froze and I saw the cursor of the mouse moving by itself. At that very moment, I felt Thoran's energy bursting in a burning blast and his imperative voice in my head, "Disconnect and retrieve the work. They found you." Cold-blooded, I copy-pasted all our work in an email and sent it to myself, in just seconds, and I disconnected everything. Just as the email was sent, backing up all our data, the original file on the screen switched into binary code. "Delete," shouted Thoran. He explained later that they were trying to retrieve the file in binary code because it's the only way to transcript it back into alien language. Just after that, the strain on the electronics in my laptop was such that it crashed. Luckily, I always back up everything on separate devices. From that moment, the tension grew to a new level and Koron alternated with Thoran for the rest of the data to be channeled, non-stop during the next 4 days. Urging the completion of the work, for as they said, this needed to be disclosed and shared with all of humanity. The dark forces stepped in the way a few times, but we were smarter. The mission was completed successfully. End of this extract from this special book.